Today on Go Nomad, we're diving into one of the most famous, misunderstood, and electric travel experiences on Earth. We're heading to Pamplona in northern Spain to talk about what it really takes to watch the running of the bulls, and how first-time visitors can better understand what they're seeing as soon as the bulls start running at 8 a.m. For an insider's view, a Pamplona resident, Losu Values, explained these particulars to Go Nomad. Every July, during the San Fermín Festival, this city of about 200,000 swells to more than a million. The festival itself dates back to the 16th century. The running of the bulls became internationally famous after Ernest Hemingway wrote about it in The Sun Also Rises. Hemingway first came here in 1923, and he loved the energy of the city so much that he returned 9 times. Today, his statue stands outside the bull ring, and his shadow still hangs over the festival. Some people really, really like this festival and tradition. I remember a friend in the travel business, Charlie Leoka, who told me that he's been attending this 9-day festival since 1976, 48 years, with just a few off because of the pandemic. Wow. And here's how Charlie explains his endless interest in the bull running. Quote, "Waking up to bulls in the street, followed by wine with breakfast and plenty of great friends, dancing in the streets and beautiful meals, keeps reality at bay," unquote. But most people who come to Pamplona have no idea what the morning actually feels like. They know the name running of the bulls, but not the reality. The route does not feel the same from beginning to end, and that's the first thing you learn when you're here. The run is short, very short. From the moment the rockets fire at 8 o'clock, the bulls cover the 875-meter route in about 2 to 3 minutes, but the intensity is what makes it legendary. The streets are cleared hours before. Workers check every barrier. Police move through the old town in waves. The air feels tight, like the city is holding its breath. And then suddenly, everything happens at once. If you're not prepared, you can spend a lot of energy getting into position only to almost see nothing. That is why knowing where you want to watch from matters more than anything else. The route begins at the Corralillo de Santo Domingo, where the bulls are kept overnight. This first section is steep and fast, and it's where you feel the raw power of the herd. Locals say this is the most spiritual part of the run because it begins with the singing of a traditional chant to San Fermín. If you watch from here, you see the moment the bulls burst into the street, but you also need to arrive very early because space is extremely limited. A few sections later, you'll reach Calle Estafeta, the most famous part of the route. This long, narrow street is where most of the iconic photographs come from. The bulls tend to bunch up here, and the sound of their hooves echoes off the balconies. It's where many first-time visitors try to watch from street level, only to discover that their view is blocked by other spectators. Small changes in position make a big difference, and that's especially true on Estafa, according to our local guide. The final section of the running leads into the Plaza de Toros, the bull ring. This is where you'll see the last burst of speed as the bulls charge through the tunnel. It's dramatic, but it's also one of the most crowded areas, and access closes early. Since 1910, 16 people have died during the bull run. This is why balcony viewing is often the best option for first-time visitors. From above, you can see the shape of the street, the speed of the runners, and the movement of the herd. You can actually understand what's happening. From a balcony, the event becomes easier to read, and that's exactly right. You lose a little of the street-level pressure, but you gain clarity, and clarity is what makes the experience memorable. Another thing many visitors get wrong is timing. People think they can just show up in the morning, figure it out. But San Fermín does not work that way. Streets close early, access points change, the old town is a maze of medieval alleys, and once the crowds arrived, everything slows down. The festival itself is around the clock. The city does not sleep. Fireworks explode every night. Giant figures called gigantes and cabezetos parade through the streets. Bands play until dawn. For many visitors, the biggest challenge is simply getting up in the time for the 8 a.m. run after a night of celebration. But if you want a good experience, you need a plan. You need to know where you're going, how you're getting there, and what kind of a view you want. Do you want to feel the energy of the crowded street level, or do you want the clear, intelligent view from above? Do you want to see the start, the middle, or the final charge into the arena? The running of the bulls is not just about bravery or chaos. It's about geography, timing, and understanding. When you read the route properly, the morning makes sense. When you do not, it can feel like a confusing blur. And that is the secret that locals know. The event lasts only a few minutes, but if you choose your position well, if you prepare, if you respect the logistics of the old city, Those few moments can stay with you for years. This is Pamplona. This is San Fermín. This is the running of the bulls. And if you do it right, it's one of the most unforgettable travel experiences in the world. The next running is July 7th through 14th, 2026. I hope you can make it.